The Simpsons goes full anti-Trump in episode listing 50 reasons not to re-elect him. By BenQ on October 13, 2020. The Fox animated series The Simpsons has ramped up its effort to push partisan politics, this time in the show's 31st Treehouse of Horror Halloween special, which shows viewers 50 reasons why voters should not re-elect President Donald Trump. The show's 31st Treehouse of Horror Halloween special, scheduled to air on Election Day, begins with Marge calling Homer to remind him to vote, allowing him to arrive at the polling station just in time to cast his ballot. However, Homer appears undecided over who to vote for, enraging his progressively minded daughter Lisa, who chastises him for even considering Trump given everything that happened over the past 4 years. Watch below. A confused Homer tells Lisa he does not know what she is talking about, at which point the show provides 50 reasons why the country should not give Trump a second term. The list is as follows. Made it okay to shoot hibernating bears. Put children in cages. Called Mexicans rapists. Imitated disabled reporter. Looks lousy in a tennis outfit. Can't get wife to hold hand. Called third world countries holes. Called Tim Cook Tim Apple. Said Jewish people who vote Democrat are disloyal. Showed top secret documents at Mar-a-Lago restaurant. Called white supremacist spine people. Leaked classified information to Russian ambassador. Asked the president of Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. Called for China to investigate the Bidens. Walked into the dressing room at Miss Teen USA pageant. Pressed the Australian Prime Minister to help Barr investigate Mueller. Talked about grabbing. Lied about the size of his inauguration. Refused to release tax returns. Gutted the EPA. Confiscated and destroyed interpreters' notes after meeting with Putin. Tweeted classified photo of Iran missile site. Called Baltimore a disgusting, rat and rodent infested mess. Described Meryl Streep as overrated. Leaked information to the press about the 2017 Manchester Arena bombing. Did not attend any White House correspondence dinner. Said Megyn Kelly had blood coming out of her whatever. Called Carly Fiorina horseface. Ruined impeachment. Brought Ivanka to the G7 summit. Corrupted Congress. Appointed and didn't fire Betsy DeVos. Put Jared in charge of Mideast. Served McDonald's to Clemson football team. Destroyed democracy. Lost Hong Kong. Threatened Marie Yovanovitch. Pulled the U.S. out of climate agreement. Allowed bounties on soldiers. Invaded Portland. Withdrew from WHO. Bragged about knowing the date. Commuted sentences. Said to swallow bleach. Person, woman, man, camera, TV. Destroyed post office. Paid $750 in taxes. Wants third term. Wanted to be on Mount Rushmore. And we haven't even said the worst one. Having once been one of America's most iconic and universally loved shows, The Simpsons, which has now run for 32 seasons, has in recent years descended into all-out partisan politics and begun aggressively pushing left-wing narratives. In June, producers bowed to pressure from the Black Lives Matter movement to announce that they will no longer allow white actors to voice non-white roles, a decision that is likely to affect many of the show's most popular recurring characters. In October 2018, producers also confirmed that the long-running Indian character, Apu, would be written out of the show due to complaints that he negatively stereotypes Indian people. In 2017, the show even compared former White House counselor Kellyanne Conway Counselor to the notorious Nazi propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels. Last month, some of the show's producers also attended an event alongside some of Hollywood's other creative minds to raise money for Democrat voter registration efforts known as Field Team 6 and help save the world from Donald Trump. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at q@breitbart.com.